Welcome to the Medicine Show. Yes, that's right. This is the Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter and hopefully some insight. I'm DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence, without our absent DJ Ali Ghazani from the back alley. Tonight's guests are Adam Farnsworth and the Shardlow Paul Band. By the way, right now you're listening to Adam Farnsworth doing vocals with Carl Craig with a song called Meet Me Halfway. How you doing, Adam? What do you think?
I'm doing well, actually.
Wait, what? Say it again.
I'm doing quite well, actually. I think that might be my stepfather Carl Craig's old theater buddy's voice, actually. His old theater partner.
He says that you did vocals on this.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man, maybe I just don't remember. I probably did.
You know, this was posted on your Facebook going, hey, Adam, do you remember doing vocals on this? So I'm only going, this is all gossip stuff, so we don't know for sure.
You probably got the inside scoop.
Inside scoop. So we're on CITR.ca, 101.9 FM in Vancouver, from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. And we would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Well, tonight's prescription is be thankful for something. So, let's bring down the background music. This is so like moody. Listen to this. Whatever this is. Anyway, we usually try to introduce a prescription as just a theme for the show and encourage people to consider something in their lives that's, you know, has beyond, you know, what they might be considering. And I like to say, take a word of the day once a week and meditate on that word and see what it means to you. Pick something that's like, you know, I always say compassion, dignity, you know, one of the virtues, or, you know, patience or something like that. It's always a good one, right? Anyway, so that we're going to be coming back to with our guests Adam Farnsworth and the Shardlow Paul Band in just a few minutes. We're going to play something called We Get High by the My Wife Mary Band, which is a band that I was in a few years ago. Let's see if it plays. Hello, hello, hello. It's not playing. Maybe that's a sign that I shouldn't be playing it. Okay, so for some reason, that is not coming through very well. So we're going to try it again. We'll be right back on the Medicine Show after a few minutes.
You shed light into the shadows of my life. You're taking everything wrong and made it right. And when you roll, you offer me the light. And we get high. Awake the morning, it's a table for two. A toke with coffee and tea if you choose. Oh, we're not sad, but we might sing the blues. And we get we'll
Welcome back to the Medicine Show. That was We Get High with my wife, Mary. No, you haven't. Anyway, sorry about that. Just a quick shameless advertising for the band. There's a band called the Medicine Stones that a couple of guys here from the Medicine Show have been putting together. And we've had a few changes with our bass player has moved to the drums, and our drummer left town, and so did our guitar player went to France. The drummer went to United States. We did a big shift around, looking for more musicians out there. Anybody want to play bass or play guitar, have some fun, bond, and have a real band experience, opposed to just jumping from gig to gig, as those bass players always do. The good ones always do. Anyway, you can get a hold of us on Facebook. The Van Medicine Show or Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook, or the medicineshow.ca. Drop us a line, say hello. We are here in the studio now with our guests, Adam Farnsworth and the Charlotte Paul Band. So to start off the show, let's talk about Adam, like he's third person, like he's not in the room. So what do you guys think of Adam? No,
I'm just I'm hoping to get him impeached in the next 4 years.
Who?
Adam Farnsworth.
And that,
I want to get him out of office.
I understand.
His home basement office. I want him out.
Are you hoping to go into a different office?
Well, I don't know. I just so long as he isn't making that awful racket anymore, I can get a good night's sleep.
You sound like that crappy landlord that lives upstairs.
Yeah, I've definitely had that.
So Adam Farnsworth has been touring Canada and beyond for a decade. He's had three solo albums, Semitone Off, Soundbox Mixtape, and Volume 1, and CanCon. You actually have an album called CanCon?
I do. I thought maybe it would drive the point home in regards to radio play and whatnot.
I love it. I mean, that's a word that actually opens a few doors, right? We're in Canada.
Right.
Canadian content. Two of those bands are available to listen to free on his website. You want to say your website now?
Sure, yeah. AdamFarnsworth.ca. Please visit. It's my name plus .ca, which is also Canadian.
That's very Canadiana.
Yeah.
These three albums with High Society, two with Jack Garton.
Yes, Garton.
Garton, sorry. And two got My Shirt Singing with Van. What is this?
What's that?
Two got My Start Singing with Van Bock Choir. Oh, you got your start singing with Van Bock Choir?
Oh, yeah, I did.
It's Jim Morrison and my cousin's fault I started loving rock and roll was
definitely
a quote from you.
Yeah, absolutely. My cousin came up from Seattle, and he used to go to the EMP Experience Music Project a lot and whatnot, and he took to imitating Jim Morrison in my room with like a cheap microphone and way too much noise. And I learned that because of how poorly he did it, I could do it poorly too and sort of get into the spirit of rock and roll, and not singing necessarily great to start, but singing with lots of expression. And
lots of passion.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's funny is that I have this friend named Salime, and then I saw you on your website singing for a girl named Salime, and I thought, wow,
yeah,
could it be the same person? Your friend's a dancer, right?
Yeah,
My friend is a bit of a counselor and an activist,
wow,
and I just realized it was probably not the same person, but very cool. We know some both named Salime. Anyway.
It's a beautiful name.
It is, and I really liked the songs you did, Too Many Snakes and Not Enough Ladders. Driving the point home, we're not promoting snakes on the show. You say too many snakes, not enough ladders. I love that. So let's see. How about a song to start us off, and then we'll go on to introducing and saying hello to Jeff and so.
Every time. You do this to me every time.
Jeff and Melanie. Melanie Paul. I know who I'm talking about. I get stuttered because I'm trying to control the controls. Yeah, that's what it is. Do this to Melanie every time. I'm sorry, Melanie.
All good.
What's it called?
So this song is a little postmodern blues piece called When the Internet Dies.
Oh, okay.
everybody knows that drones are filming now, little documentary. In tandem with eagle eyes, satellites. Everyone walking down Broadway is a star. How many light years will it take for them to realize when the internet dies? Maybe you will talk to me directly when the motherboard fries. All the time that we waste forgetting we're alive. Well, drones, but it's more than that. You see, iMac is macking on my girlfriend, and CSIS saves our home on stolen native lands. I'm yawning at your paper cut technocrats. All the time that you waste, yeah, that's what I'm barking at. When the internet dies, maybe you will talk to me directly when the motherboard fries a blown sky. I'll put out some candles in memory. All the time we wasted forgetting we're alive. Did we get fooled into carrying on? These microphones, cameras, and GPS. Is this true? It's truth they're burying. Take a vacation away from tech. I bet you feel a lot less stress. So, when everyone's finished fooling around to each other's minor secrets, maybe we can undress and address a little bit of a little major cultural weakness. Consensual, essential. Face to face is my favorite place. Whispering below microphone levels, a balanced love stays on the level. But listening in is so in fashion. When the internet dies, maybe you will talk to me directly. When the motherboard fries, I'll put out some candles in memory. a towel you wasted forgetting. What a towel you wasted forgetting. What a towel you wasted forgetting. We will lie.
Right on, right on. When the internet dies. You know, I love these inventive concepts that people write songs about. Just, you could tell that one wasn't stolen. It's so cool. We're going to take a break on The Medicine Show, and we will be right back after these special messages.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. Broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people.
Ocean, border, sub, urban, dispersal, determinacy. Mulatto, mestizo, Métis, Cabra, Eurasian, Creole, colored, colored, split. Those who have no history are doomed.
An excerpt from The Reinventing Wheel, spoken by author, Vancouver poet, Wade Compton. Celebrate Black History Month with CITR 101.9 FM as we host content exploring Black history in Vancouver and beyond. Tune in this February and check out CITR.ca for regular updates on the scheduling of our Black History Month programming.
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock. With your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
There now, too. He's up in Pell River. Woo! As well.
Back on The Medicine Show. All right, and so let's, we were just talking about it, and Melanie Paul is here with Jeff Shardlow in the studio with Adam Farnsworth, and they were just mentioning, it was so funny, because after that song, Melanie says,
I know him, I know this young fellow, I haven't seen him since he's about 11 years old, but he's a dear friend of my friend Kimber's sons, Mitch and Dex Burton, so.
So you were mentioning that you have met Adam, before tonight, the last time he was home?
Oh, probably about 11 or 12, I think.
Wearing what?
Oh, come on. Poor guy.
He was wearing a little black suit.
Snappy little black suit, and he had short hair. Yes.
Adam does not look like that anymore. I'm going to put up a picture on Facebook so you can see what Adam looks like now.
I'm sorry, Adam. I didn't know he was going to throw you under the bus.
I'll throw you under the bus, no problem.
I told you the public school system couldn't be trusted.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't even get to drop out.
Man. There we go. I've just posted a picture. You can go to Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook and check it out. I'll have to repost that to the Medicine Show because I think that went up to Jason Lawrence's web.
He's still got a sweet little punim anyway. So there you go.
Oh, definitely. No, it was. I was just thinking about this other kid that I used to know. He used to carry a briefcase at 12 years old.
Wow.
He was like, you know, he wanted to do the suit thing early in his life and get, try that on. And then he ended up being like a total hipster afterwards.
That's what happens. Cut your hair, but grow
beard. I used to part my hair on the side because I wanted to look really like conservative and straight. I kind of had the alternative vegetarian type of parents, you know, and I wanted to rebel and be that like Michael Keaton style, you know. Anyway, it was a phase. People knowing people total coincidence. You walk in here and you don't recognize him until he starts singing. And this brings us all the way full circle back to Adam's associates. You know, okay, so last week we had on The Long War and Cassidy Waring on the show. And I'm not sure if you know these people directly or not, but we spoke about that there seems to be a lot of connections about in the musical community, and it seems like there's only like 2 degrees of separation.
Definitely.
Like, with this very tight-knit community for a lot of, especially in genres, but even the ones that are like multi-genre. And they were connected to Chicken Like Birds and so on. And you're associated with, you have this band Felonious Punk. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You bring this in now. Sure. You're just talking.
Sure. Yeah. There's a group called Felonious Punk that me and a couple other gents like
Kenan Bear.
Yeah, that's right. Kenan. Yeah. Shout out to Kenan at Co-op Radio. He runs a little show there on Wednesdays, actually, too.
And he's also with another band that was in here, the
Staggers and Jags.
Staggers and Jags,
yeah,
that was in here a few
weeks
ago.
Oh, band.
That was so much fun to have those guys in here as well. Okay, so they're all connected. You also play with High Society, is that correct?
Yeah. Chelsea D.E. Johnson.
Oh my God.
Singing vocals.
And is that with Tony and John Kastelic?
No.
Because they were doing a High Society jam at their house one time.
Oh, nice.
Wait a second. Was it their house? Yes, I'm pretty sure it was up in the East End. They called themselves the High Society.
Right. Well, I guess
or maybe
they
were just jamming
name.
In with the High Society.
Oh, I don't know. It was one of those things, like, it used to be we were called Sunday's Best, and then we thought, oh, we'll come up with an original name, and we didn't, so we were like, well, whatever, we'll just be the best darn high society we could be, kind of thing.
It's the best high society in Vancouver, I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's
it. There's several of them there.
Strive for, right? Yeah.
And then you have those people are connected to Leah Barley and her Cowboys, the Kastelic brothers, or one of them anyway, Tony, right? Mm. And then that's connected to Buckman Coe, who comes back to the Chicken Like Birds.
Yeah, Buckman
and
Coe.
Full circle back to you. You're like playing with some of these people, including Kenan Bear, and it goes back to that. Anyway, it's just insane. And so your story about running, you know, Melanie knowing him back there. And so before that, another big theme of the night that we have going on here is the islands. I grew up in Salt Spring. And Jeff, you spent a lot of time on Salt Spring as well. Is that correct?
And Galliano.
And Galliano. I also lived on Galliano.
Whereabouts?
It was closer to the old ferry terminal, and we were just discussing that Montague Harbor, was it?
Yes.
And so there was an old store there. It was like halfway, not exactly halfway, but I guess that's about a third the way up the island.
We vacationed way up at the other end, before Bodega, is it? Is that what it's called? Yeah, there was a beautiful cabin that overlooked Chickamauga Channel. Fantastic.
Amazing.
But the water's cold.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My youngest daughter would drag, come on, Dad, go in one more time. She's got alligator skin. Okay. So after 3 minutes, I can't swim anymore.
Just numb.
So, and then you, Adam, you spent time over on Galliano as well?
Yeah, I was just rehearsing recently with my friend Jack Garten. We were just rehearsing for some studio time we had in town. So, yeah, it was all snowy and beautiful this, like, week and a half ago. I think it was probably the most snow that they've had in a long, long time. He works at the graveyard there, too, which is
ooh, that's so goth.
I've been there.
You've been there? You know the one?
I know it.
So the Shardlow Paul Band consists of Melanie Paul and Jeff Shardlow.
That is correct.
Jeff Shardlow is an accomplished drummer, guitar player, and songwriter who has been written and performed both cover and original music in the Lower Mainland and the Gulf Islands. Hmm. Salt Spring and Galliano, namely. You ever play at Beaver Point Hall?
No. I can't say that I have.
I've done a couple gigs there. It's a lot of fun. Oh, we used to call the girls that show up in their gumboots and their long flowing skirt and twirl and twirl and twirl and twirl. So we call them the Gumboot Ballerinas.
Beaver Point, isn't that village? No, where is that?
It's over past the other ferry terminal there.
That's right, yeah, Main Island.
No. Okay, no. Like when you're on Salt Spring, you got Long Harbor, and then you got Fulford Harbor. Yeah. And then, so if you drive down Lee's Hill and go down into Fulford Harbor, and as soon as you get to the ferry terminal, you stay to the left and just go straight out, and you drive out that road. You're almost coming back to the Cushion Lake cutoff, and you keep going out there.
That's a beautiful lake, too.
Yeah. I hope I'm not getting the lakes mixed up now here. So Melanie Paul is a classically trained vocalist who is also in the Charlotte Paul Band.
That'd be right.
Classically trained vocalist who has been singing both live and done extensive studio work for professional and recording artists, commercial and recording artists. She also plays percussion and a tiny bit of ukulele.
I got the best ukulele for Christmas a couple of years ago. It looks like a little Les Paul guitar. A little wee-wee-wee-wee-wee. And I don't play it as much as I should, but it's a great little ukulele. Yeah, and you can plug it in so it rocks.
Nice. You know what I love about ukulele is it's like the accompaniment instrument that's just really humble. You know, it's just there to support your singing, and then you can just go wild with singing and be beautiful with the singing.
Yeah.
Just supportive.
There's a guy on YouTube, his name escapes me, this Japanese fellow that plays like Purple Haze and all kinds of stuff on his ukulele. He's really good. He's really, really good. You look it up.
Yeah. And of course, I guess everybody knows about Iz, the guy from Hawaii, the big guy who sings Over the Rainbow. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Every time I go into Starbucks, I just tap my toe to him. So you two started collaborating your songwriting talents 4 years ago and write and perform in various venues, open mics, festivals, and new music showcases.
Whoever will take us.
Wherever you're welcome.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just kick down the door and come into the jam space and say, we're here to jam.
Well, we did that at Salt Spring. And we just walked in and you guys got open mic. Oh, yeah. You could be next on.
Is that Moby's we were saying?
Yeah.
That one?
And my daughter goes, how can you do that? Walk into a strange bar you haven't been to for years and get up and play in front of all those strange people. And I'm like, but wouldn't it be worse if I knew them all? So, you know, if I know, I think it's worse if you know them all. Oh, well, so we didn't play very well tonight, but nobody knows. They don't know.
Totally.
You know?
Totally.
Whereas it's all over Facebook. Oh, my God, they were awful.
You know, what's funny is that it's an exercise in stage fright, too, because, you know,
totally.
I get out there and sometimes I get petrified in the wrong situation. Sometimes I'm just like, wow, right on. But sometimes I just get all... So I went to, it was like Cortez Island one time, and they were doing a coffee house, and this girl got up there. It was like everybody's sitting around, and they're like, okay, somebody get up and do something. She gets up there with a wooden bowl and starts tapping it, and she sang so beautifully. And I was going, if she can get up here with a bowl, I best not have any stage fright. Get up there, just make yourself go up there and do something. I said, well, she did something different. Here you go. I'm do something different. And that was an amazing performance by this girl in her bowl. I just could not believe what she did with the bowl. It's like she turned that thing into a ukulele, I'm telling you. So what do you guys want to sing to let people know what all the fuss is about?
Well, we'll start off with Tell Me One More Time. It's song that
we... Tell me, baby, one more time.
Not quite. Didn't steal one line from that song.
Hit me, baby, one more time. No, okay.
We do this on open mic. So, do we need another mic there?
Let's swing this one over.
Let's do it that way.
Now, did you say tell me one more time?
Tell me one more time.
This is original?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, sounds good.
I checked everywhere. Nobody else has got it.
You know, The Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter as a theme sort of like slogan. But I like to think of it as like a Nova Scotian kitchen jam. We're all just settled in here, jamming away with each other.
It's cold outside.
Best parties are always in the kitchen.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Always. We're just jamming and partying and hanging out. So anybody wants to make any comments... You can reach us on Facebook or the website, leave us a message, or call me right now and I'll take your comments live on the air at 604-879-1949. I'm actually going to just let you call that number. It's easier. So 604-879-1949. 9-4-9. This is Jeff and Melanie as the Shardlow Paul Band.
I saw you laughing with a girl you know, and I pretend it's a joke or two. But I see the way she looks around, the way she's always looking at you. Hey, tell me one more time, I need to hear it once again. How could I have been so blind? I know you're true and you're my best friend. I want to pick up and move along. I want to hear you say it's wrong, but it's hard to live behind the truth, hard to make it on my own. Tell me one more time, I need to hear it once again. How could I have been so blind? I know you're true and you're my best friend.
I got hurt on my way down, was a long time ago. Another love is the only way back, and I can make it on my own. Tell me one more time,
you tell me one more time.
I need to hear it once again,
I need to hear it once again.
How could I have been so blind? I know you're true and you're my best friend. Tell me one more time, I need to hear it once again. How could I have been so blind? I know you're true and you're my best friend.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to take us into a commercial, and we'll be right back on the Medicine Show with the Shardlow Paul Band and more of Adam Farnsworth in just a moment.
All right. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's Pretty Good, Not Bad Festival, Fountain, just back from France, Montreal... What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's Pretty Good, Not Bad Festival, Fountain, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is food fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Oh, he does.
He's too good anyways.
We're back on the Medicine Show, and that was perfect 2 seconds of silence. I'm like clicking in as I'm talking here in the background. So, yeah, welcome back to the Medicine Show. We have the Shard LaPaul Band and Adam Farnsworth. And so far we have done a song each. Do you want to do another song, Adam?
Sure.
Sure, I'll do a song.
I would like that.
Sure, I'll do a song.
The Tiny Tim part of the show.
Oh, hey, does anybody remember Tiny Tim?
Anybody out there remember Tiny Tim?
Tiptoe through the tulips. What song are you going to do?
So this song is called, what shall I do? This song is called Imperial Hands. And this song, speaking of medicine, often when terrible things happen, as we all know, songs can be quite an accommodating feature to these terrible things. Given the magnitude and extreme generous terribleness of this particular incident, which is recalling the tale of the Imperial Metals Company and their accidental spill into the Lake Quesnel. I have lots of friends who live up there. I happen to have been up there at the time when the spill went down, and I remember not drinking the water. And I thought, well, let's see. If I was in an even worse position, say I was a fish in the water, what would I have to say about that?
Adam Farnsworth.
Raised in a gold-plated lake, my folks conceived me in the Horsefly River. You'll eat your mightiest mistake. I come from a long line of nutrition givers. Fishermen remain unseen. Some say it'll take 90 years to clean what's mine was yours. In this world-class fjord, please lead a song that tells of Lake Quesnel, my home by name. Native land, please lead a song that tells of Lake Quesnel, killed by imperial hands, killed by imperial hands. Where? Well, 7 generations of sea. If you keep eating me, your bodies will get weak. Royalty sucks the life force from the working poor of the north. Please lead a song that tells of Lake Quesnel, my home by native land. Please lead a song that tells of Lake Quesnel.
held by imperial hands, killed by imperial hands, killed by imperial hands. A call to arms is my wish. You should trust in the testimony of a fish who gave a sock eye a black eye. We'll be drowning at the rising of the tides. Please lead a song that tells a liquid. My home, please leave a sound that tells a liquid nerve. Killed by imperial hands, killed by imperial hands, killed by. I was raised in a gold-plated lake, poisoned by imperial hands. I was raised in a gold-plated lake, poisoned
Farnsworth on the Medicine Show. Wow, like, so can we say, like, you know, there was a tree hugger. Can you be like a lake hugger?
Yeah, for sure.
Hug that lake, hug that river. You could be considered, you're like a water protector. I don't mean to make light of it. I think it's very powerful stuff.
No, light is good.
I'm glad that people are you know, voicing their opinions.
We need
and
more hugging around here.
Yeah.
More hugging and more love and more respect and more Charlo Paul band. What do you guys want to sing next?
Oh, we're going to do a Hank Williams song.
He won't do that Hank Williams song.
You can work the mic backward.
This way. That way. Good.
And further back.
Even
you can lean into it.
Okay, how about that?
Sometimes you're whispering and sometimes you're belting.
Is that more gooder?
More gooder.
Is that more gooder?
I'm going to have to take down the sensitivity and I'll work the volume. You
okay.
Just have good time.
I'll do
this
what
is,
I can.
Okay, well, that's fine. What was the name? Wait a second. You know what? Let's pause for 2 seconds. Okay. What did you call that? Industrial what?
Oh, yeah. So that one's called Imperial Hands.
Imperial Hands. And this one is called?
So Lonesome.
Oh, right. Okay. Go for it. Charlo Paul Band.
He sounds too blue. to fly. That midnight train is winding low, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. Did you ever see a night so long when time goes crawling by? The moon just went behind the cloud to hide his face and cry. Did you ever see a robin weep when leaves begin to die? That means he's lost the will to live, and I'm so lonesome I could cry. The silence of a falling star lights up a purple sky. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry. And as I wonder where you are, I'm so lonesome I could cry.
Ooh, doggy.
Yes, that's the Charlotte Paul Band
on the Medicine Show. Okay, there's always a pause after every performance because in case you don't know what I'm doing in the studio, because you can't see it from there, I'm actually making little videos off my phone. I post them on the Facebook and the YouTube and all that.
You get my good side.
But when the internet dies, you're all going to be... Yeah, I got your good side.
There is one.
That's what you think. They're all good. Okay, so... excuse me, I don't know where the hell that was going. What next? What next? What next? Let's take the time for, first of all, station identifications. Well, it's 11:59. I guess I best do a station ID. You're listening to CITR. There you go.
Impressive.
It's boss. Okay, let's do it right. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. This is unceded territory. And we are also on CITR. Medicine Show is Medicine Show. TheMedicineShow.ca or Vancouver Medicine Show on Facebook. And also Van Medicine Show on Twitter. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Enough of that. How about your internet presence? You are AdamFarnsworth.ca, right?
Yeah, AdamFarnsworth.ca. And on that, you'll find a little link to upcoming shows of the 22nd and 23rd at the Wise Hall.
Wise Hall. Yeah. Are people actually wise because they go to the Wise Hall?
Well, theoretically, by the end of the night, they are.
Do people get wise? Do they grow wisdom from attending these types of shows?
They do drink Wisers.
That, well, you know, that could get you wise by the end of the night.
Yeah,
the Wisers Hall.
Now you're getting somewhere.
Yes.
Okay.
Sold out.
Yes.
It's a sold out show. Okay. And then Did you have any plugs besides? Okay, you got your plugs in?
Yeah, 1882 Adnack Street, the Wise Hall, 22nd and the 23rd. Johnny Two Fingers is coming in from Moose Jaw, who is
Johnny
a,
Two Fingers. Is, does he like play instruments with like he's one of those guys who worked at the mill and he's only got two fingers left?
No, but it is an industrial town for sure, and that does happen as well.
Yeah, no, have you heard these stories, guys who worked at the mill? It's like no if you ain't lost a finger after like 10 years, you're kind of like an outcast.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
In that crowd.
Yeah.
Isn't that a horrible story?
So it goes.
Tony, is it Iommi from Iron
Black
Maiden?
Black Sabbath, yeah.
Black Sabbath. He was a sheet metal worker.
Yeah.
And
is he from Tony, Iommi, and Don?
That's one, no. And the tops of his fingers got cut off in a... Yeah. And that's why he's got the sound he's got, because he's... He would have to harden them up by tapping them.
Supposedly on the last day of his job, too. It
happened.
Before he quit to join the band.
I'm going to quit to be a professional musician right after I cut my fingers.
I'm ready to go.
But you don't need much.
You know, I do really want to acknowledge that, the medicine show is all about, positive vibrations and bringing healing energy to the people in a tumultuous world. Because, we all know that it's a harsh world, especially with our fear-driven culture and politics and everything. But I do want to acknowledge everybody who is facing adversity and hard times, including the water protectors and the people in third world countries and people who are suffering at the hands of tyranny or any other hardship that people are facing. And I acknowledge it, and my prayers go out to everybody in those situations. By doing this show, we try not to make light of all of those hardships, but rather to just give a little bit of alleviation. So having said all that, how about another song?
Sure.
Sing us the blues and take us out of our misery.
Okay. Let's see.
If that could be any genre of blues. That can even be punk blues. I don't care.
Blues.
Yeah. Punk blues. Oh, yeah. What I like is that cowpunk from from the Violent Femmes and check those guys out.
I'm really depressed, man.
Oh, so sad. It makes me feel so good. That's like John Cougar. Hurts so good.
I've got a little experimental thing here. It's a love song. Generally, I find there are not enough love songs that include cannibalism, so I've taken the liberty to do that. Mind you, I do have a couple friends who have cannibalism in their love songs, and I tip my decapitated head to them.
Strange Inspirations by Adam Farnsworth on this show.
Yeah, it's a bit of a survival tale, really.
Called.
Yes, you in the back. This one is called Survive, Darling.
A couple of chum would make our bellies hum. A couple of deer would make our tummies cheer. And we'd even wolf down a wolf, yeah. Stomach, it's stomach. But this peak is past its peak. That's the sum of this summit. But before we get manic and start to panic, there's something that I'd like to say. If I die first, please eat me. Do not bother to bury me. If I die first, you can eat me. Darling, I just want you to survive. Oh, yes.
Something to consider.
Dang nabbit, my friend, the rabbit's gone again. Just one mighty moose, oh, to tear its flesh loose. We even planted some plants where the topsoil was soiled. The sun leaves with the leaves. Braves will win this winter through toil. But before we both freeze uncontrollably, there's something I'd like to repeat. If I die first, please eat me. Do not bother to bury me. If I die first, please eat me. Darling, I just want you to survive. I'm not saying kill me, I'm saying if I go first. Oh, a couple of geese, what a gorgeous feast. Did you check the snare? We caught a small hare. And we just swallowed a swallow. Let's ponder by the pond. It's plain, no more airplanes. This bondage tightens our bond. But before the earthquake, a pledge I will make. I promise my love will not shake. If I die first, please eat me. Do not bother to bury me. If I die first, please eat me. Darling, I just want you to. Darling, I just want you to survive.
Of Harnsworth, what are you doing on the medicine show? Holy cow, were you ready for that?
No.
Okay, so first question that comes to mind is, like, I assume that you're not a vegetarian, right?
On and off. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
On and off.
Do you think that
you know, terrible things happen, and I think you should either tell your friends or loved ones if the most
give them macabre, permission
awful thing ever happens. I had one friend say, "Well, you can't eat me," and I had mixed feelings, but I respect it.
Yeah, it's like, really, don't be selfish now.
Yeah,
like you said, you did clarify. I'm not saying murder me, but okay. So that brings up another question: would you resort to cannibalism if you were up in the mountains in that movie, Survive or Alive or whatever that was? Would you die first or have a bite? Would you like to comment, or should we just leave it at that?
Die first.
Well, there's no salt and ketchup, is there?
No.
Yeah, there's no salt, and you got to eat it raw. But my problem is that I've been a vegetarian for so long, I don't think I could do it. Like, I know it's you know, for me, it just seems like another step forward in that journey of eating meat. But, I mean, even if I eat meat, that would be a difficult one, you know? I don't know why. Now I'm just pondering it like crazy because I've never, ever, ever, ever heard a song like that before.
Nope.
Ah, the medicine show.
Oh, okay. Well, you want original music, you got it.
Oh, yeah. And so, in fact, what I think it's a good time to do, because for that reason, I think it's a good time for us to listen to a song from Cohen Kane, because he's got this thing called, Strange and Unusual Music. I can't remember the name of his album right this second, but this is Don't Forget by Cohen Kane. We'll be right back on the Medicine Show.
I'm going to get some water.
Should I know? I didn't think you thought of me. You wrote my name in the snow. you gave, but your purse was left back at the bar. You told me once, but I seem to forgot what you said. Just make sure that you call me. Don't forget.
Just in case you go to see the Mona Lisa, don't take a picture. Especially with your flash, it'll deteriorate Mona Lisa's face. I was just telling Adam Farnsworth that going to see Mona Lisa, there's a sign that says, do not take a picture of this painting with a flash for that reason. And then there was like a huge crowd because they had just opened up the museum after it had been closed for a week. There's all these people in there taking pictures with flashes like crazy. I was like, security, security. But no. He's like,
that's why her hair is pink now. Pinky yellow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I just got a message. I just texted Cohen Kane and told him that we were playing his song. He says, awesome. Thanks. Anyway, hello and shout outs to Cohen Kane. All right, well, Jeff and Melanie are on the other side of the glass. How you doing, guys? You feel free to come back in and play a song whenever you're ready. We're going to keep jamming along here until you come back in. We go as late as we want. We'd be here all night if I didn't cut it short. We're still here for a few minutes. Medicine Show, feel free to give us a call or a comment on Facebook, Vancouver Medicine Show. But phone number here is 604-879-1949 if you want to come in and volunteer, be part of the show. If anybody's listening wants to feature their band on this show, or if you know somebody who thinks that you think their music is good enough to be on the show, tell them to check us out and send us a message through one of these channels. I'm 604-879-1949, or there's all these internet presence you can come and visit. So, well, after my cheap plugs and trying to lure you all onto my show out there in Radio Land, thanks for listening and joining us in the kitchen party here, as with the Charlotte Paul band is here, and they're going to do another song. What song you guys want to do?
You want to do that one?
Yeah. Running Around?
Yeah, okay. Running Around. Why, that's a lot of fun.
Is that what it's called?
It's called Running Around.
Is
yeah.
that an original or is that a
this
cover?
This is original.
Okay.
This is an original.
And wait a second, you know what I want to do now? So Tell Me Was Done By You, You.
Tell me one more time.
Tell me one,
tell
more,
me
time.
One more time.
It's a no Britney zone.
I understand. Okay, go ahead. And I'm sorry, so this... I'm trying to take this down as we're going. We don't have Ali Ghazani. We miss you, Ali. So I'm here doing this all by myself. I'm trying to double and triple play here. So one more time, this next song is...
Running Around.
Running Around by the Charlotte Paul Band.
Running
running around and holding on to living.
Spinning my wheels, I know it and I can't stop.
What makes you so sure?
Love can find a cure.
Maybe I won't be nobody's fool. Running around and start my life again.
This time I won't make the same mistakes twice.
You got lots to say.
Have it your own way.
We all have a different point of view. It's been a long road back. I took the long way home.
Never be alone again.
And I'll leave it up to you, my friend. It's been a long road back. Yes, I'm alive, but I'm still unliving.
And I can carry this all on my back.
But tell me one thing that's true.
And I will stay with you.
And I want you to be the first thing on my mind. It's been a long road back. I took the long way home.
Never be alone again, and I'll leave it up to you, my friend.
It's been a long road back. I took the long way home. It's been a long road.
All right, running around with the Charlotte Paul Band. I've been running around.
My heart is pounding.
Good times. Okay, the good times never end. Actually, it is 12:19. Any plugs you guys want to do at all?
Well, Jeff and I are really just doing a lot of open mics and jams, things that we can do to get out there to get some musicians together to form more of a band that we have. We've got some recording coming up.
We've got some old and fairly recent stuff on our YouTube channel called All One Word Song and Bounce. It's a long story. I'll get there one day. song and a bounce.
Yes.
Or you can just look, just type in my name and it'll come up, Jeff Shardlow.
And there's also a couple of songs on iTunes too, under Jeff Shardlow.
Oh, yes. Beautiful Ladies on iTunes. That.
Ah, yeah.
That was my first recording experience and that went really, really well.
We did that at Scott Young's recording studio in New Westminster called Alchemy Sound.
Yes, and that was really interesting.
Yeah.
Big time. Break it down every track. I've never done it.
What made it so special? It sounds like it was quite experience. What,
Scott's
what was
an
the
excellent
memory?
Producer. He was, you know, at first I'm like, okay, I don't know if I can do this. And it's like, no, just did it one, did the drum track, did that. And, you know, showed me everything I was doing wrong on the guitar.
That's not even a chord.
He plays full time. It's all he's ever done is play music. So he's got great ears, and he picks out every little sound. And then Melanie came in and helped out with the backgrounds. So, Beautiful Lady on
iTunes. I was going to say, that's available on iTunes as a single. It
cost you 99 cents.
Yeah.
Only 99
a whopping 99 cents.
What do you got
to listen to,
lose?
The preview for nothing.
There you go. Make a decision. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show with the Shard LaPaul Band and Adam Farnsworth after this message.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Yes, how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
We are back on The Medicine Show with the Shard LaPaul Band. I get tongue twisted on radio. And Adam Farnsworth. Yeah, look, I'm going to smack you on the face with this microphone. Woohoo!
Wouldn't be the first time.
It's happened before. Jeff Shardlow has invented a new type of music called boozic.
Thank you. You heard it here
first. He coined the phrase boozic. Yeah. We've all heard boozic many times. You know where you're at a place and the musicians on the stage are actually drunk and not sounding like themselves?
What do you mean,
boozic.
Man? We sounded great.
Oh,
man.
We sound fucking great.
That's awesome, man.
Love it. That's boozic for you. You're boozing it up. Melanie Paul and Jeff Shardlow visiting us again after it's been like a year and a half, it seems like, about there. Almost 2 years probably now since you came to
we'll
us.
Make it shorter next time, if that's all right.
Yeah. No, a shorter length in between visits, not
absolutely.
A shorter visit.
No.
Good. They haven't been in here since we actually moved from another building, so it's good to have you back to see the new bright studios. What do you think?
Beautiful. Absolutely love
pretty,
it.
Pretty, isn't it?
These big
pretty.
Boomer mics. Wow.
Yeah, it's all modern in here, and we got like windows on every side so we can like, you know, look at the people outside, wave. Yeah. I just want to say thank you guys for coming in
and
playing some music. And I guess we will see you within the next couple of months. Keep in touch, and hopefully we'll see you back on The Medicine Show.
Absolutely.
All right. Just to review, can you tell me the names of, right before you go on a piece of paper, make sure that you get me a list of songs you did tonight.
Okay.
Just leave it out there.
Okay. We'll do that.
Get out! No, just kidding.
We got that list. We'll write that down.
It's in the crinkly bag.
Okay.
That's the Charlo Paul Band. Thank you guys for coming on the Medicine Show.
Thank you.
See you again. Adam Farnsworth, what's the name of the song you're going to do?
Oh, I'm going to do an old Hank Williams song.
Speaking of Hank Williams.
Called Lost Highway.
Excellent. I'm
going to dedicate it to my friend C.R. Avery, who's playing on the 22nd at the Wise Hall in the lounge.
And speaking of this, I'd like to do a shout out to Salime and Salime.
Yes, definitely.
And to your friend and mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are both dancers.
Yes.
I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost. For life a sin, I paid the cost. So now I'll buy all the people see. There goes another scraggly little cat walking down that long highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine and a woman's life. Lead a life like on the day we met, I was led astray. Started rolling down that lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling round. For a life of sin, 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 you'll be sorrow bound. Just take my advice. Ooh, you rue the day you started rolling down on that lost highway.
Farnsworth, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know what would be really nice?
What's that?
We're going to put on a commercial. Yeah. And we'll be right back on the Medicine Show in just a minute.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
We're coming to the wind down part of the show. Wind on down the road. We've got Adam Farnsworth in the house, and we're sort of just hanging out at this point because, you know, it's Friday night. We're really grateful for everybody who's taking the time out to listen to join us in spirit and out there in Radio Land. So, Adam, you know, we did have a subject that we were trying to. We try and focus on a subject. We don't have to do this, but I like to think that there's something every day or every whenever you can think of it is to be thankful for something, and that was the theme of the show. Is there anything that, like, I'm thankful for, personally, I'll start out just to, yeah, you know, I think that I'm thankful for the hard lessons and the brushes with death that have made me grateful for the breath of life. And all of the hard lessons and the really difficult circumstance that made me stop causing hard circumstances, because I learned really deep lessons and to be more wise because of them. I'm not saying I'm wise at this point, but I'm on the road to being there, and I hope to be there. But I'm really grateful for all the difficult things I've gone through, as well as all of the beautiful things in life. So those are some of the things I'm grateful. You got a cat or a dog, you're grateful for their love, or... Hold on, it sounds like you're a little far away.
I got two dogs.
Wait, no, you know what? Now I think you're back online there.
Oh, whoops. There we go. I got two dogs. Two wonderful little puppies.
What are their names?
I feel you on that, Skeena and Duke.
Okay. Shout out to Skeena and Duke.
Well, yeah, but I definitely feel you on the concept of coming, thinking about those close brushes. Like, I was doing some audiobook engineering today, and it's by this woman who... has borderline personality disorder. And so just listening to her book, and I guess basically what I'm trying to say is learning through other people's experiences as well. And when they give a lot, like when they give, like, you know, these kind of details, you just wouldn't want to, you wouldn't give it an open mic, you know, you wouldn't give, like, just these really hard to talk about kind of things. When people go out on a limb and do that and they share pain, it's funny how that can become medicine, just through the act of, like, sharing the,
sure,
the experience, and definitely referencing, you know, any nasty or, like, near death scrapes.
It's like, yeah, you
it's
know,
a big one. Yeah.
You don't have to get hit by a bus to know that it hurts. Yeah. And so if you know people have gone through some really harsh things, or people who make obvious mistakes and you see it, like your family or your friends or your loved ones, and you, yeah, see it and you go, I'm definitely not going to do that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Gee whiz.
It's like, to sum it up, I'm thankful for the bravery of people that have had bad experiences, the bravery they have to share it with other people.
Great stuff. Yeah. 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 I'm also grateful for people who are helping to change the world and by sharing their experiences, especially artists. Yeah. And I don't know. Sometimes I think that you might say strange things at an open mic if you're willing to talk about cannibalism in a song. You know, blah blah blah.
Yeah, of course. That's
but true. Then again, I'm that type of guy too. I write the songs about, like, the strangest things, like Cohen Kane does. I love, yeah, that. Don't forget. Yeah. Love you, Cohen Kane. Shout out.
Yeah, that was a cool song, brother.
So, did we come up with a last song to share with the peoples before we leave?
Yeah, this last song is a little boozic genre.
All right.
It's called Straight Jacket.
All right. Give us a second to cue this up with the camera, because we want to get this on film. This is Adam Farnsworth. Wait, hold on. Let's say that on camera. I hope y'all out in Radio Land has patience for my trivialities. Look for it on YouTube later. All right, this is Adam Farnsworth with Straight Jacket on the Medicine Show.
that show, that old cartoon show, Scary Stories, happened to a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of mine. Saw Jesus down at Zella's buying a necklace for his underage girlfriend. The clerk said the crucifix is our top seller. If you don't like it, sign an online petition. There is a straitjacket with my name on the straitjacket. I bet you $100 it won't fit. It won't fit. Well, mad scientists are real. Gene splicing with attitude. Haven't they heard the old spiel? You're not supposed to play with your food. And there is a straitjacket, Lord, with my name on it. Straitjacket, I bet you $100. It won't fit. It won't fit. So, well, judgmental sentenced me to many years of community service. The reason I don't play piano gently is 'cause you gotta
help.
They're forcing me to do this. There is a straitjacket, Lord, with my name on it. Straitjacket, yeah. Bet you $100 it won't fit. Yeah, it won't fit. Let's sing it again. Now there's a straitjacket with my name on it. Straitjacket, I bet you $100 it won't fit. 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 And try me.
Woo! Oh, Adam Farnsworth on the Medicine Show.
Jason Lawrence, background vocals, y'all.
Y'all, y'all.
Give it up now.
Woo! Okay, we're winding down here. Thanks, everybody out there in the radio land. Okay, so what do we want to hear on our way out the door? Well, let's cue this song up and get this ready while we say goodnight to the people's peoples. So every Friday night from 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is hopefully broadcasting some healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from Coast Salish Unceded territory on Musqueam land. Tune in to The Medicine Show when we will actually have another... actually, I'm going to check while I'm talking this because it's not in the script like right this second, but we have some more great music next week featuring this girl and this guy, see?
They sound great.
Yeah, sounds like a great show. Sophia Radich is here. She's like a 19-year-old girl who's had a lot of success and very high voice, and she's really amazing. And then Kengo Ito is going to join us again. He has got the raspiest rock in his dirty voice. Man, it's so bluesy. And he's from Japan. And he's only 22 now.
Cool.
23. Anyway, a couple of kids are on the show. Both amazing players. Come back or take a listen next week here on 101.9 FM on The Medicine Show. I'm DJ Paleface Jason Lawrence. Let's give thanks. Thanks to the Maker. Thanks to our guests Adam Farnsworth and the the Shardlow Paul Band featuring Jeff Shardlow and Melanie Paul. Thanks to our families, our parents, our siblings, and everyone listening out there in this beautiful city. Yeah. Let us know your thoughts on Twitter as Van Medicine Show, Facebook as Vancouver Medicine Show, and our website, themedicineshow.ca. Leaving you without DJ Rock. Is not here tonight to give you drum and bass all night long, but we're going to giving you stuff from the library of CITR's lovely music. So let's just say goodnight, and we'll see you next week. Thank you so much, Adam. Any shout-outs to anybody out there that might be listening?
Shout-out to anybody out there who's listening. Hi to you.
Hey, I want to say to you that's listening, I love you more than you know. And that's honest. I believe it. I love you.
Yeah.
And you and you and you. But no, I'm just kidding. Yeah, you
and
too.
That guy too.
You too, yes, yes, you.
You can't help but love that one.
I know, right? Okay. Have a great night. See you next week on The Medicine Show.